Carl Thomas reporting for EG. I'm here with Damian Mitchell, who is the property director at Causeway Asset Management. And we are here at EG's Belfast Question Time. Damian, Chichester House.
Yes.
Tell me about it. What's so exciting about it?
It's the new approaches that we're taking to development office buildings in Belfast. We're launching our Causeway Future Fit concept on the building, which is all, a lot of it is designed around digital connectivity. We've engaged WiredScore, who's an international certification company for digital connectivity. We've brought them to Belfast. They were in likes of cities like New York, Paris, Dublin. We've now brought them up to Belfast to assist us in helping to advise on what we need to do to achieve hopefully a platinum certification with regards to digital connectivity in the building, which we're really trying to move along with the advancement and the importance of digital connectivity and the importance in the workplace and everyday life. So we're trying to create flexible space for the occupiers to come in, but also have a reliable internet connection for the occupiers in the building, which is really a first for Northern Ireland. WiredScore I've never been here before. A lot of people we've mentioned it to don't know who they are, even though there's 35 million square foot of offices in America certified as WiredScore, and it's improving in the UK, it's improving Dublin, and it's we're now bringing it to Belfast.
What does Belfast need to do to kind of get itself, you know, to that level of connectivity and I guess future proofing?
I think Belfast has been proactive to date in terms of its performance in digital connectivity. We have one of the fastest broadband connections of all UK cities. That's been recognised by the success we've had with the likes of the cybersecurity markets, the fintech markets, the software technologies, media that are all coming in to avail of the skills in Belfast. So the interaction we have between the public sector, private sector to make that happen has been very positive. But that market is changing so rapidly. You know, I think one of the stats that I mentioned earlier was, you know, by 2020 there'll be 95 times as much internet traffic than there was in 2005. You know that's only 12 years ago. So, you know, as an industry and as developers, we have to move with those times. We have to recognise that occupiers will be demanding better connections, and that really does. It does not matter what sector they're from. It is becoming. Internet connections become such an important part of everyday business that we have to look at the designs of our building to make sure that we can guarantee that connection as best as possible.
One thing that one of the other panelists, Roland Shaw from the city, said is that their main concern is the talent pool in the city. And as an industry, how do you retain that talent in Belfast, and how do you convince them to stay here after they've finished university?
I think by trying to encourage more companies like City to set up shop here in Belfast and be able to pay the level of salary that would attract the brain drain initially to go to London. I certainly think there's more of that high quality, high intelligent graduate staying because the jobs are right here. So I think the university is doing a fantastic job in that. I think one of the biggest issues that they're having is they just cannot produce the graduates fast enough. A little bit like a digital connectivity, I think universities are constantly trying to keep up with that pace of change and pace of demand. That's a good complaint to have. But I think if we have more companies like City setting up in Belfast who are just, you know, I think their target for staff earlier on this year was just to try and extend it to 2,300 or 2,400 in Belfast. I think that's now up to 2,800 in terms of growth prospects. So, you know, that speaks for itself.
What's the other big thing you think Belfast should be improving on? What can make it better?
I think the quality of our buildings, if you know, from the property industry, I think as developers, I think we need to be looking out from Belfast to other cities and see how other cities have adapted and changed their developments to suit the change and the demand from occupiers and from inward investment coming into the town. I think we're improving in that, but I think we could do more. We're certainly trying to be open-minded and lead that by, you know, bringing the likes of the Wire Score, opening our mind up more to the importance of the digital connectivity. But I think the world of certainly offices or the leisure sector, hotels, it's changing. People are expecting different things, and I think we have to remain competitive on the world scale. We have to remain flexible and continue to adapt or change in it.
Thank you, Damien.
Thank you.